I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome back to the Junks. Jason Bishop, Eric Pickle, two-man show all week. Of course, you can always watch us on NBC Sports Washington. I will be off the next few weeks, and then Eric and JP will have a show, and then Cakes will get in the mix. So just kind of rotating all the vacations. That's just what we do at the holidays.
You know, Pete just mentioned, and it looks like it is confirmed. I just hit up some DeMatha sources. Elijah Brooks is leaving DeMatha High School, head football coach there, to take a position with Mike Locksley at the University of Maryland, who we're having on in about 20 minutes.
I'm sure they know each other very well. We'll ask Mike about that.
Yep, it's a big get for Mike. It's a nice move for Elijah. I know he's got a couple kids. Stay in the area, you know. You are a huge pay raise for him. Mm-hmm. But that's kind of like Urban Meyer leaving Ohio State, you know.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That's a big deal. Big deal in the high school football world.
Yep. So. Butch Jones also going to join Locksley over at Maryland. Butch Jones was the coach at Tennessee for a few years and had a couple nice years, but was on Alabama's staff this past year. So he's obviously coming up here with Mike. So we'll ask Mike about all that stuff.
All right, so here's the deal. Somebody sent me this link, and it's kind of funny. And what's interesting is yesterday I said to Drabby, we need to do some sort of bit. We need to do something here with all the losing, all the nonsense. And frankly, I should have come in here and wore a bag over my head yesterday and done the show. We've done that bit. We've done all the bits. Mm-hmm. We've had funerals. What did we do with Mike? We had the lobster boil
lobster burial.
Red face. Yeah.
we had the coffin for Robert.
We called him the lobster.
We've done bags over our heads multiple times. In fact, we even had bags that we were giving out to Redskin fans as they were going into the stadium. We've done it all. But this is a good one. Maybe we can endorse it. Maybe we come up with our own bit. But apparently, there are some fans that are utilizing poopsenders.com. And for $17.95 plus $9.95 shipping, you can get one quart of cow dung and send it to the Redskins front office at 21300 Redskins Park Drive, Ashburn, Virginia.
Okay.
are fans that are doing this. Now, they're obviously not going to appreciate that.
There's a website, poopsenders.com.
Poopsenders.com. And it's a poop show over there.
Yeah, so for $20, if you want to do it, frustration.
With shipping, you can. Now, I have a buddy that FedExed poop, just FedExed it to another guy.
Mm-hmm.
Just because he could. Now, I'm not suggesting you do that. But, Drabby, is this something? Now, here's the thing. I'm torn on this because we seem to have a newfound love again with the Redskins and their PR people and their front office people. You know, like, Brian and Steve and those guys.
I don't think they would appreciate it.
Brian LaFestima.
I don't want to ruin that relationship by endorsing everybody sending over poop, but it is a funny bit. Maybe it's worth it.
Well, just send it to Bruce Allen.
Right.
Right.
Yeah, of course. I mean, of course it would be directed. It would be directed to Bruce.
And no return address.
Yeah, but I mean, if there's 200 of them, I mean, they're gonna know the
They
radio
already
station.
Know that we're talking about it right
now. Yeah. Is there something?
And there's no way Bruce Allen's ever gonna open it.
No, of course
but it's
not.
Just, but it's just the
just the idea.
The joke of it.
Yeah. I mean, it's not that dissimilar from Dan leaving vanilla ice cream on Mike Nolan's desk because the defense was so vanilla,
mm-hmm.
right? Just melting 5 gallons or whatever it was of melting.
Except this one's chocolate.
Right.
So do you want to also send some poop over there?
No. I like the idea. It makes me chuckle. But I don't want to ruin this relationship now where we're like we're getting Redskins on the show. You know,
well,
they're treating us well again.
It can't help it. It can't help the relationship.
Right. Drabby, is there something
but you're
we can...
just saying if you're thinking about doing it, this is the website.
Well, if you're into it, it's poopsenders.com. Now, Drabby suggested we had a party where we all go to like Chili's or something.
A Mexican restaurant party.
A Mexican restaurant party.
And have a 5-gallon bucket.
And everyone just go in there and do this.
Why don't we send them a 5-gallon bucket of all the vomit that JP puked up on Friday?
Yeah, I mean, not as fun as the poop. The poop is more fun.
It looks like you can send cow dung, elephant, crap, or gorilla poop from poopsenders.com. gorilla poop.
Yeah. And you're just sending it to anybody you don't like?
Yes.
Yeah. I mean,
yeah.
What are these? I can't believe there's a website out there for this.
Always, there's a website for anything.
Always fresh, always anonymous.
Right. we got to get in on this. It's bit season. When the Redskins... usually bit season is when nothing's going on, right? At the end of summer, it's just kind of boring, whatever. But it's kind of becomes bit season, too, when the Redskins, they fall off the cliff. It's another abysmal finish. You got three or four weeks.
Are you prepared to not get suite tickets anymore?
Well, that's the thing. I don't want to jeopardize that, but it might be worth it. I don't really want to jeopardize that.
I don't think you really do.
But what am I going to go once a year?
It's funny, but I don't think you really want to send over a box of poo to the Redskins.
It makes me laugh even when you say it.
There's just something about it that does make me chuckle. Well, what other bits can we do? You think back
the bags
years,
over the head, that's just old and tired.
Yeah, but it's kind of funny, especially when you're on television.
Have we ever, that's true. Have we ever done your Redskins apparel bit?
We've threatened that, but you got to get a fire marshal for that. We burned Billy Packer in effigy, right? Didn't we do that?
Yes.
Did we hang Billy Park?
Yeah, I think he was hanging up, and then you burned.
Then we burned him.
It was like at like a Mason watch party or something.
No, we did it out front of the station in Fairfax,
and that was only because Billy Packer
criticized George Mason.
He criticized Mason, and he was criticizing
Brett
too.
When Brett did the interview.
Brett asked the question, right?
Right, right.
So we got pissed at Billy Packer,
who was just an old
cantankerous, angry kind of guy.
What about what the Browns did? Didn't the Browns have a parade?
What was their parade?
I think it was for the 0-16. They protested management. You could organize a giant downtown parade.
Yeah, why don't you do that? Organize.
Well, I know like the Orioles have done that in years past. Like you have a walkout, you organize a walkout.
You walk to Redskins Park.
It's really hard to do that. It's really hard to get enough people behind that.
The bit's funny. It's a good idea, but actually going through with it is a little different.
I mean, if we endorsed it and we said, hey, we're going to have our own Junkies Link and we'll get you a discount on shipping.
A discount on your poop.
Discount. We could get $2 off the cow poop.
$2 off. I like it. Number two.
Number two. Exactly. But it would just really put a damper on the relationship that, you know, finally has come around.
So how did you find out originally that people were doing that? It was on Twitter?
People sent me a link.
Oh,
yeah.
Really?
And said, this is what some Skins fans are doing.
That's so funny.
I must be on a message board somewhere.
So they probably had to open at least one of them.
If they've received it.
Yeah.
I mean, they've just now hit bottom, so to speak, this week. They've kind of bottomed out after that debacle against... I actually thought they were going to play better against the Giants. I thought 50-50, I thought they could win.
No one thought 40-0, but
no.
I didn't think they would win the game. I certainly didn't think it was going to be a blowout.
I thought they would play okay, and they're still the Giants, and Sanchez would probably give them the ball a couple times, but so would Eli. But Eli's playing a lot better of late. And by the way, did you see the reports that Eli looks to be the leader in the clubhouse to be the quarterback in 2019 for them?
I think they're going to draft somebody. But, yeah, I mean, the way he's played, I mean, they've won 4 out of 5.
Yeah.
He could hold it down for another year.
Yeah.
Especially with Barkley, what he does. I mean, he's just special.
Right. Maybe we could do something with Stupid over there, with Tubby.
Adam?
Yeah.
What would you like me to do? I'm always up for bit season.
Yeah, I know. We gotta come up with something. Put your heads together out there, people. Hit me up on Twitter, EB Junkies, or Drab T-shirt, or Matt_Valdez for bit ideas. If we don't want to send over poop, We could do something with Adam.
I'm over burials, by the way.
Yeah, we've buried everybody. We've already done that.
Could be something at the last game of the season against Philly. At FedEx, I could do something in the tailgate lot where we're burning jerseys and everyone
that, they
poops
won't let
into
us
a
do
bucket.
That there. They won't let you burn jerseys there.
We just officially challenged Bruce Allen to a boxing fight.
Well, I have. He's not going to do that.
I find it wild that you go in there and you say you hate him when you've actually met him and had dinner with him.
Correct.
He didn't. But he didn't hate him then.
No, I didn't like him that much.
He learned a lot more about Bruce after that dinner.
No, I turned on him there. This is the first time I was actually.
Well, that's what I'm saying. But I think you were kind of looking forward to meeting him at that time.
Yeah, and then once I met him, I was like, "This guy's a loser." And then it just—he
wasn't the nicest guy in the world that night.
Yeah, he didn't want to be there. You could just tell what a slicky boy BSer he was.
He still came out and did your TV show.
He did it as a favor to someone. He did not. He made it. Put it this way: he made it very well. He made it very obvious he didn't want to be there. He said he didn't know.
Well, don't you do things that you don't want to do?
Of course.
Did he say that to us?
Oh, basically, I was right near him when he was like, you know, what time is this going? What time is this going? You know, I got to be somewhere. He just did not want to be there. It was very obvious.
No, I could sense that too.
Yeah.
Texter brought up a great point. Adam could do a hunger strike.
Oh, that'd be a good bit.
Because he's trying to get skinny and everything, right?
Well, we do a hunger strike until they fire
until
Bruce.
Until Bruce is fired.
Yeah. So Dan Snyder, your life will be in the hands of Dan Snyder. You like that?
No, I don't like that, but I might lose some weight, which I will like.
Hey, I think he's been doing a bun strike.
Yeah, he's been on a bun
he's
strike.
He's been on a bun strike since Bruce has been.
Let's go to Big John, Alabama. Big John, what's up, buddy? Oh, imagine if John sent poop. Oh, my God. That'd be like five orders.
Big John, what's up, buddy?
How are you guys doing today?
We're doing good, man.
Good. I have an idea for a bit. How about burgundy and gold crutches? Adam goes on the crutches at the last game, and he wears an Indian headdress so that the Washington Post notices, too.
Did you listen to him?
Yeah, but I didn't like it. I didn't like the idea.
All right. Thank you, John. God love you. Sorry. John just sometimes...
It's derailed the entire think tank.
I'm sorry.
Is Locksley bringing up Big John from Alabama to join his staff, too? Offensive line coach?
I got the Washington Post now asking me if I can confirm the Elijah
Brooks.
Yeah.
What about a giant, like, you know how Terps basketball has those giant banners? Why don't you get a big banner to unveil from the upper deck all the way down at FedEx Field?
All right, how are you going to get it in? We couldn't even get paper bags in there.
I don't know. I'm just spitballing here. Fans have done that before.
Somehow sneak a large banner in that says Fire Bruce. Yeah.
Fire Bruce.
Yeah,
Fire
Dan. Like how the Terps have the flag that's draped down the wall.
Right.
Yeah.
All right, hit us up. Does anybody know how we could sneak a banner in? Put it down somebody's pants?
I mean, it's got to be massive banner.
It's got to be massive.
Yeah.
We're not going to let you wheel in a banner to insult the team. You're going to have to sneak it in like Drunk Mike would 27 beers.
Well,
we get someone in on it at FedEx, and then you can just kind of drop it over the night before. They stash it, and then you go pick it up.
They're not going to jeopardize their jobs.
I think what they did at Liverpool one time is they had a bunch of banners that all read together. So it all pieced a sentence together.
Oh, so you need like 50 people to
be
on it.
We need like prison inmates to put it together like sheets.
Basically.
Like sheets.
Exactly. All right, we'll try to figure it out. Listen, we got to go to break. We got new Maryland football coach Mike Locksley joining us here in just a few moments. We'll ask him about his staff. We'll ask him about, all the turmoil and everything that Maryland's been through and why he's the guy to lead Maryland. We'll do that when we come back. Don't go anywhere.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome back to the show. Mike Locksley is the new head football coach at the University of Maryland. After they let DJ go, Matt Canada was here on the interim basis and did a fine job, but University of Maryland wanted to get a local guy in here. Loxley grew up here. He went to Ballou High School, played college football at Towson.
Got unbelievable ties.
He's been here a couple different times and obviously did a great job at Alabama as the offensive coordinator down there. Still coaching for them, too. He's got two jobs.
Hmm.
Coach, how are you, man?
What's going on? How you guys doing?
Hey, congratulations not only getting the Maryland job, but what you've been able to do down there at Alabama, and we'll get to that in a second. But just kind of talk about the decision to take this job when it was offered to you. You were here a couple different times before, back in the late 90s, and of course here under Randy from 2012 to 2015. You know the area very well. You know the high schools. You know the talent pool. What was the overall decision to come back and take this job?
Yeah, for me, it was an easy choice. The only thing that I needed to confirm and make sure, and this is why, the interview process was really important for me to get with Damon Evans, to meet with President Lowe, to get with some of the people that are the powers that be around here, to just make sure that everybody was aligned and pulling in the same direction and had the same vision that I would have as the leader of the football program to take this program to places that I've seen it before. I was here doing the 2000 resurgence under Coach Friedgen when we won 30 games in 3 years and had an opportunity to see that thing and how it was built, because I was a holdover from the Ron Vanderlinden era. So once I met with the administration here and I knew that everyone would be aligned in moving this thing in the right direction and moving it forward, there was never a hesitation for me that this has always been the job I coveted. This is always the day I got into coaching, I set my sights on one day becoming a head coach at Maryland.
Hmm. Now, Ralph is obviously a special guy, and people have fond memories of that era. Why has it slipped since then? Like, what are they doing differently? Why have the other guys not been able to figure out the same formula? What's been missing?
I can't say why. I know this. When I came back here under Randy Edsall, and it was the first time that we'd gone to back-to-back bowl games since Ralph Friedgen's era. So there was a little success mixed in, but never at the degree of what Ralph had it his first few years back here at Maryland. So, to me, this is an area that when you start losing the talent in this area to other places, which I can say I played a little role in stealing some pretty good players out of this area at other places. It maybe weakens the infrastructure there, but, our goal is we're going to be out in full force recruiting within that five-hour radius, the car drive radius of this place, and that this area is fertile ground for really good players, and I'm excited about being here and being able to go recruit those guys to Maryland.
All right, so talk about that. Talk about the challenges right now. I mean, your head must be spinning. In all good things, obviously. But
to say the least.
Right, so talk about the challenges that face you right now with recruiting, with putting together your staff. You still have to focus on Oklahoma. I don't know how you're splitting your days, but can you talk about what your days are like now?
Yeah, and my best Nick Sabanism, I get to do all those things instead of I have to do all those things. And so it's a little different when you get to do them, meaning I'm excited about it, to be able to have to, balance the recruiting here, meeting the players here on this team. For me, I kind of put a line of what I need to get done here now. And the first thing I needed to get done was get in front of each kid that's on this team now and start developing, building that relationship. So I've spent the last 2 to 3 days individually meeting. I call it speed dating, where I'm just meeting with every single player on the team. They're in final exams and they're about to be done. And we've got that long winter break here that they don't return back until the end of January. And so I thought it was really important for me to get out in front and get these one-on-ones with our current team. This is the first people I got to recruit, is make sure that we keep everybody here that can help us win ball games and be good members of our team. So I've gotten that accomplished, mixed in with trying to get some coaches hired and then also recruiting for Maryland and also preparing and starting to work on game planning stuff for Oklahoma. So those are the things I get to do. I'm excited about doing it, balancing my time. It's been great, and I'm excited.
You got some unbelievable support from former players. That might even put you over the edge here for this job. And from the high school community around here, high school coaches speak so highly of you. What is it sort of that's special about you and your relationship with the former players and from the high school coaches in this area What is it about you that engenders so much support from these guys?
I can't tell you. That's something I think you would have to ask those guys. But I would hope that it's things like wherever I've been when I've recruited their players, number one, the things I say in recruiting that we'll do, meaning treat them like I treat my own kids, meaning ensure that they are doing the things necessary to obtain degrees, put them in the best position to hopefully take football a step further. All those things that we talk about in the recruiting process. And the one thing I've always said is that it's not a 4-year, but a 40-year relationship. And, you know, I've been able to have a pretty good track record for developing and doing the things that you promise and say you're going to do in the recruiting process, to where parents are your best advocates, to where former players can get on the phone and Vontae Davis can get on the phone and say, yeah, my grandma wanted me to go to church every Sunday when I was out in Champaign, and Vontae will get on the phone and tell you every Sunday he was in church with my family. So to me, it's just a matter of doing the things that you say that you're going to do. It's a matter of really treating the kids that come under your watch as a coach as if they're your own sons, and making sure that they are successful. And when they do that, they become guys that give testimony for the job you've done. And I think I've done a good job of being a man of my word and doing the things that we promise in recruiting, and those guys have gone on to be successful.
Coach, Eric and I are both DeMatha grads back in 1988, long time ago, but we love the school, and we're hearing from our sources over there that you did hire away Elijah Brooks, the head coach, over to your staff. Is that true? Is that something you could talk about?
No, that would be breaking news to me, man. I haven't, I'm not prepared to talk about my staff just yet.
Okay.
We're still in the works of trying to get some guys over here to interview some guys, to meet with some guys. So still in the process of putting together that thing as far as hiring coaches goes.
All right, let me ask you about all the problems last year at Maryland and sort of under the microscope now. How are you're going to be watched, right? And a lot of us and I'm a Maryland guy. I felt like maybe DJ got a little unfairly portrayed in some of this stuff. I don't necessarily think these guys were treated unfairly in a lot of instances. It's kind of Division I football, right? You kind of know what you're getting into. How do you balance that, right? The microscope you're going to be under to push these kids. And, some of that stuff's uncomfortable, right? There's some macho stuff in there that maybe wouldn't pass in a regular world, but sometimes, that's what happens in big-time college football. How do you balance that, have a successful program in there, but still keep the kids safe and, their health and well-being being the number one priority?
Yeah, there's really no balancing there. That's an easy one, man. You treat them as if you make decisions, and you treat every kid the same way you would treat it if it was my son, Kyle Loxley.
Right.
That part of it hasn't changed for me, won't change for me. As far as what's happened here in the past, that's the one good thing about me coming in, and one of the things that I've stressed to each of these kids as I've met with them is that you get a do-over. So whoever you were prior to me getting hired here, whether you were an A student or a straight F student, whether you were a guy that, made poor decisions in your social life, all those things, I don't really care, because I wasn't here for them. And I'm going to judge you, and I'm going to make decisions based on you, based off of what you do during the time I'm your head coach. So I think some of these kids are excited about the do-over, excited about starting over. Obviously what's happened here, I can't say that, can't comment because I wasn't here, but I do know this: moving forward, these kids will be treated with the respect they need to be treated with. They're going to be coached with respect. I'm going to surround them with coaches that will be not just great coaches, but great mentors. And, we're excited and moving forward.
Coach, I have to ask you about your first go-around. I'm sure the committee asked you about your first go-around in New Mexico, and just sort of, from a win-loss perspective, it wasn't successful. What did you learn from that? What do you take from that to, so that doesn't happen here at Maryland?
Yeah, again, as I said before, man, I'm almost 10 years to the day removed from that opportunity. And as I said to someone earlier today, you don't lose, you learn. And I'd equate my job at New Mexico to the first time you have a child. You can read every baby book in the country. You can read every book there is to prepare you for having your first child. But until it comes out and starts crying and wanting to eat and needing the diaper change, I mean, you just learn on the run. And I was given a great opportunity at New Mexico at the age of 38, well ahead of the learning curve. I take that experience. I own it. It's mine. And as I've grown so much from 2008 December when I was hired there to 2018 December where I've been named the head coach at Maryland. And I've got a lot of coaches that I've worked under that I've been with along the way. As I said before, you know, I just spent 3 years saturated in winning under the guy that I think is probably one of the greatest head coaches to ever do it.
Right.
And you'd be an idiot not to be able to take things away from being behind the wall of a dynasty that has been as consistent as any program in the country.
Coach, obviously the Redskins have had some horrible luck at the quarterback position the last few years, certainly this year. But Maryland is a close second the last couple
something
of years.
Something in the water, right? Must be something in the water here with those quarterback injuries.
Yeah, I mean, it's unbelievable. You feel so bad for these kids. But Kasim obviously had back-to-back years of injuries, and Piggy did his best. What can you tell us about Kasim right now and then going forward about the state of that position at quarterback?
Yeah, you know, I had a chance. I've met with Piggy and Kasim here over the last couple of days, like I have with all the other kids on the team. And I know both guys are excited. They're both excited to be Terps. They're excited about the opportunity. You know, I've had a chance to see both those guys play a little bit, as I said, on TV only. I know this, you know, Kasim is attacking his rehab. I think he's ahead of schedule a little bit in terms of just where he is, and he's in a good place mentally along with Piggy. So, you know, I'm excited to get back here and start spending some time in real time with these guys here once I'm done with my game there at Alabama and moving forward here in January.
Real quick, we know you only got about a minute and a half here. Just kind of talk about the preparation for your game against Oklahoma in the Orange Bowl.
Yeah, you know, I'm all Maryland until Thursday when I get on the plane, and that's why I've tried to work really hard here to lay the foundation for the things that we need to get done. I get to Alabama on Thursday night, and then Friday we start practice and preparation for our game against Oklahoma. So I'll put my Alabama hat back on, and I've already started watching Oklahoma at night on my own time and putting together some base ideas. And you know, what a great challenge, a great opportunity to be in the college football playoffs against Oklahoma. I know we're excited as a team and as a program to be in the Orange Bowl down there in Miami. So that starts on Friday. We'll work our team probably all the way through like the 21st or something like that of December, and then we'll give them a little break, and then we'll spend Christmas down in Miami and play the game on the 29th.
Mm. All right, Coach. Appreciate the time, buddy. Good luck with everything. Certainly good luck on the 29th, and then hopefully we'll talk to you after that once you're full-timer here in College Park.
Thank you, Coach. Appreciate it.
All right, guys. Thanks for having me.
All right. Thank you.
Mike Locksley, new head football coach over there in College Park. I mean, can you imagine that? Can you imagine the time he's got? I would love to see the breakdown of what he has to do on a day-to-day basis right now in terms of recruiting, putting together the staff, heading back down to Bama to get ready for that game. Man.
A lot.
So it's a ton.
I still will bet anybody, whatever they want to bet, that Elijah's going to be a part of his staff.
Yeah, we're hearing. I mean, he obviously can't talk about it now because there's no contract.
He's not ready to
announce it. There's probably working on a contract. And,
yeah. But I got it on good authority.
Yeah, we're hearing from great sources over there. All right, when we come back, I believe we're going to talk some Caps hockey with our good friend Alan May.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
All right, Alan May is brought to you by the D.C. Lottery, where winning never felt so good. Play the new Washington Capitals 2018 Stanley Cup champion scratcher today. You could win 50 grand instantly. Man, that'd be nice. I need it. Alan, how you doing, buddy?
Hold on.
Hold on. I need Drabs talking to him right now.
Oh, okay.
You're jumping the gun. You're getting all excited.
Hey, man. We're rocking and rolling here. Two-man show. You got to be thinking ahead. Can't chill. Alan May?
Yep. Hey, good morning.
How are you, sir?
I'm doing good.
Hey, did you know great. Did you know you could win $50,000 instantly in the D.C. lottery with the Capitals Stanley Cup champion scratcher? Did you know that?
I did know that. I think you told me that before.
Yeah, I'd like to win 50 grand. I got so many bills, you wouldn't understand. I got so much going on. My wife just loves to spend money.
That's part of their job, part of the job description.
All right, so this team is still rolling. They their last two wins were 4-0 over Columbus, 4-2 over the Coyotes.
What do I have, man? I have four of the last six? Is that right? Something like that?
10 of 13. They're yeah. Still rolling here. I think they're 3 points ahead in the division. Could be wrong on that. But Wilson got injured with that Reeves hit. So can you talk about that? I don't think we've talked to you about it. He had the concussion, hadn't played since.
And then Reeves not suspended.
Reeves not suspended. What do you think of the hit, and then what should happen with Reeves?
Well, I don't think anything should happen to Reeves. In my opinion, it was you can't say it was a clean hit, but it was a legal hit. And, you know, if they're going to start dissecting every hit for suspension, then Wilson would have been out for that hit against Feeney on New Jersey just a few days before. So I think that the amount of time from the moment that Tom touched the puck was like, the league is saying 0.53 seconds, say 0.6 seconds. That's within the acceptable time frame of a legal hit. So a 280-pound guy hit a 230-pound guy, and unfortunately Tom's helmet popped off, and he smashed his forehead on the ice. So, you know, I was with the league on not giving a suspension. I didn't even think it was a five-minute major, just like I didn't think Wilson's was a five-minute major against New Jersey. 2 minutes, if that, then I'd still be kind of pissed off if I was a coach or one of the players on the team that was penalized.
So Reeves is 280 pounds?
He's a monster. He is thick, Jesus. Man. His dad was a fullback. His dad was a football fullback, professional football player, and he is probably the thickest guy in the league. He is massive out there. And if you saw him in person, you'd see. He's a large individual.
So what are you hearing on Wilson? Should he be back tonight, you think, or is it going to be a few more days?
No, he won't be back tonight. He had his first workout yesterday. He wasn't even on the ice yet. So
okay.
I think what the Caps are doing with their head injuries now, it seems like they've had four or five. I'll say four for sure. And they're being extra cautious. And I think that they're not letting guys get back because we saw TJ last year. I think he fooled everyone because Osh didn't look right last year when he came back from his concussion. And I think they're just making sure now that everyone is 100% and just going over and above the protocols to make sure that these guys are safe.
Now, as we mentioned before you came on, I mean, this team is still hot. All right, 10 of 13, 8 of 10, won the last couple, but I'm sure you have some issues with, you know, some of the lines. Is there one or two things right now that you have noticed over the last three or four games that really need to be shored up?
Well, I don't know. You know what? The power play needs to get cooking again, and unfortunately it hasn't been very good on the road. It was killing teams at home, and I don't like to depend on the power play for all your wins, but you know, I think they became a little too dependent on it, and but then all of a sudden it wasn't there, and it was a little tougher to get the goals that they wanted. So I think the big thing there is they need to get Kuznetsov, get his level of play needs to be way better. He's not carrying the mail on the power play. He's the guy that gets it in the zone. And I just think Kuznetsov needs to get his game back in order. He's the one guy right now. He's so talented. He should have the most points in this team. He should be at the top of the league in scoring. And I just think he needs to start feeling better and giving them a more consistent work ethic and more production out there because he really, in my opinion, should have 2 points every game minimum. Hmm. He's that talented, and he's not back on track yet.
Well, what's going on with him? It's just the injury? He's just not 100%?
Well, I hope that's it. I hope that's all there is. But his game was off before he was injured. So I don't know if something's going on, but I just think he needs to demand more of himself. And like we saw in the playoffs, we haven't seen enough of it. We saw him start the season out the first, say, 7 to 10 games, and then it hasn't quite been there. He's such a good hockey player, so talented, and he should be wowing us every single game. He's that amazing. And I guess I expect more from him than you know, the average broadcaster, or, you know, I just see how much talent there, and I want to see him use it all and not have any regrets when his career is over.
Hmm. You know, we've asked you know, countless times about Ovi. Just continues to amaze us. And we had one of our stats guys, Neil Greenberg. I'm sure you know Neil. And Neil says, you know, when you crunch the numbers, you know, the one sort of unthinkable Wayne Gretzky's goal record is actually, you can make the argument, is in some jeopardy if he continues at this pace for the next year or two.
Neil Greenberg said that.
Yeah,
he must have punched it a few wrong. I think it's just so hard to get the Gretzky numbers, and you know, as good as and great as Ovi's been, he keeps figuring out, you know, ways to play the game. He's adapted to all the changes in systems and coaching staff and the way the game's being played. And it's like it's easier for him now, but I still can't see him get in there. It's just so tough. He has played the game so physical, so hard. He's been demanding of himself. I just can't see that body lasting that long. I hope nothing ever happens to him. But,
right.
Man, he leads the team in hits as a forward every single season. He was at the top of the league forever in hitting. And at some point, I just think like an old fullback, you're just going to wake up one day and the body's going to say, "Niet," and that's it. Like so I just think that's the toughest part of Ovi trying to catch up to Gretz. He's got to score 50 a year. It's so hard to do that. He's on pace for 60-something right now.
Right.
But it's so hard to get. Remember, Gretzky had seasons where he had, you know, 90 and 80 goals.
Right.
92
goals
in his best
season. Yeah.
So it is tough. And Gretz, he even left the game, and he was still a top point producer
right. When
he decided to hang it up.
But don't you agree? Okay, I definitely agree with you. Sort of the physical nature of his play is going to take its toll. There's no doubt. I'm sure it already has. But if he could back off that to an extent, he could still be an effective goal scorer just the way – I mean, that shot is not going to go away overnight. That's going to be here for another 10 years.
Oh, I hope it is, and I hope he feels good enough to play that long. But I just think it's so tough – the way he's played – it's harder for him to play the game now than it was for Gretz, the way that they check him. And, you know, at some point, you know, is Nick going to be the guy passing to him? Is Kuznetsov going to be the guy passing to him? I just can't believe he's still doing what he's doing. I'm so happy that he's still putting up the numbers. But, you know, his third season was his best season ever scoring goals. He dipped a few years back, but, you know, he is... things are going his way right now. So he's at 629. The record's what, 9 something?
Yeah.
It's hard. And we're seeing a guy, he's 33, 34 years old. You know, I know Jaromir Jagr at 34 put up 54 goals that season, 123 points, if my bad memory serves correct. But it's just so hard. I never bet against Ovi. But it's just so hard to do that. You know what? And teams are scoring goals right now. It's easy, you know, because the refereeing's been so awful. They're calling so many power plays. No one's hitting. And we're starting to see the physical hockey get back at it. So, you know, if they are consistent with the refereeing and they call the game the same in October as they do in April, which they never do, you know, it's going to be a lot harder. It's going to be a lot harder to score goals, you know, in the first month of the season if they ever actually followed the rule book the way they're supposed to.
Hmm. What about tonight? So they have the Red Wings tonight. What should we expect? How will we know if it's going well?
Well, the Red Wings played last night and played very good, but they played the worst team in the league. So I think the big thing with the Cavs, they just got to take away the middle of the ice. The Wings aren't physical. They've got to get on their defense. And most teams suck back-to-back. And they just got to. I would like to see them play a more physical brand of hockey. But the biggest thing, they've got to have their skating legs and take away the middle of the ice. And if they put pressure on the defense of Detroit, there's no way that Detroit should be able to win the game. Not a chance.
Hmm. All right, great stuff, Alan. Appreciate it as always, buddy.
All right, take care, guys.
All right, you too. It's Alan May, everybody. Who doesn't love Alan?
I don't know. I do. I don't know about the other guy, but I like him. Detroit, by the way, 14-13-4. They got 32 points. They're 17 points back in the Atlantic Division behind Tampa. So they should. And they've, by the way, they got a minus 10 in goal differential. So Washington should win this game tonight, especially since they've had some time off. They've been rolling a little bit. By the way, Alan May is brought to you by the D.C. Lottery, where winning never felt so good. Play the new Washington Capitals 2018 Stanley Cup champion scratcher.
Nice.
You could win 50 G's instantly.
You know Cakes will buy 20 of those.
I bought a couple of Powerballs yesterday.
Gotta love that.
Actually, two Powerballs, two Mega Millions.
Might as well.
Just a grasper.
Yeah, why not?
They're about $240 million each right now.
Yeah, take a shot at
just
it.
Just a grasp. Waste of money. Waste of $8.
No, you're in the running. You're in the mix.
All right, so let's take a break. We got Jerry Brewer coming up at 9:20, Washington Post columnist.
I'm going to entertain you when we come back.
He wrote an interesting article about Bruce Allen. He wants to show him the door. But when we come back, we'll get into the app. That would be the entertainment page.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.